So, Pastor asked me to kind of share a message, but we are already extremely past time. So, we're going to kind of pull that aside and not do that message. I'm going to challenge the teens and you as an individual with something we talked about a few weeks ago. So, go ahead and turn with me to the book of James. The book of James. All right, and we will look at James chapter 1, and we're going to look there at starting at verse 22. James 1, verse 22. The Bible says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Let's pray real quick. Lord, we love you. Thank you already for the testimony, Lord, of what you've done this week, and just so grateful for that. Lord, I pray and ask, Lord God, that you would bless this short time, Lord, as we challenge and see what your word of God has to say to our lives. Lord, we love you. It's your name I pray. Amen. All right. So this week, yes, this can be somewhat pointed towards the teens, but I would also direct it to you as an individual, as all Christian believers. Many times, and you as teens, we have these times in our life where God does speak to our hearts. Where God, we hear something and it's great, and it may be camp, it may be a day congress, it may be a youth rally, it may be during NBT, whatever the case may be, whatever a youth activity, I don't know, but there may be a time. For adults, it may be a specific special service. It may be when during revival time, it may be during a missions conference, or you get to go on a retreat somewhere and you just think, man, that was so good, or I heard from the Word of God. And I don't think it has to be a special service to do that. I think God can do that through Sunday school. I think he can do that through the messages that you hear on a weekly basis. But the problem is that many times we hear the Word of God and we look at it, as James would say, as a foolish man. Someone who goes and who knows that there's some impurities, who knows that there's some problems going on, and he would go and he would look at himself in a glass or in a mirror. And he would go and he would go and he'd see the imperfections, something on his face, in his countenance. For some of these girls, it would be their hair, okay? We learned a lot about that this week on the van trip. By the way, Miss Teresa and I had the girls all the way there and all the way back. 11 hours in the van with your teen girls. It was great. All right? So, no, but you go and you look and you think, ah, there's something wrong. There's an imperfection. Something's out of whack. Something's out of line. I need to fix this. And you see that, and as you're looking in that glass, you look at it, and you already know, you identify there is a problem. That's what the Word of God does. We look at it, and as we hear it preached, as we read it on a daily basis, and the Word of God challenges our hearts and says, here is what is wrong. This is what's off kilter. This is what's out of balance in your life. This is something that's wrong. And as you look at that and you see it and God speaks to your heart and you recognize, this is the first part, you recognize there's a problem. That has to be the first thing. As you are going and as you hear messages on Wednesday nights and on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and you hear those messages, the first part, I would pray as God speaks to your hearts, the first part that would happen is as God speaks to your heart, you're realizing, as the man that would look in the glass saying, there's something wrong. There's something wrong in my life, my individual life. As the teens went and they heard tons of preaching this week, they heard challenges to their daily life. They heard challenges about their character, challenges of what they would do, their personal life, even specific sins that they are relevant to them that they would struggle with. And as you see that and you're convicted about that, many of them would. They would raise their hand. God spoke to my heart in this way. And you've done that as an individual. I would say that's the first part, and that's important. But James would write and say, that's not the most important part. That's not the most important part. Anybody can go and they can look in the glass and say, ugh, there's a problem. There's something wrong with that. But he would say that somebody who goes and hears the word of God but never does anything about it. Look with me at verse 24. For he beholdeth himself, back up. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. How foolish. And yet, I shudder to think how many times we as believers, how many times you as teenagers, we hear the word of God, it speaks to our hearts, we recognize it, we look at it, and the word of God is something that's quick, it's powerful, and as a glass, we look at it, and as we're seeing what God has to say, and the Holy Spirit uses that and speaks to our heart, we think, yeah, wow, that's wrong, there's something messed up. Man, I'm way out of whack in this area, and this is wrong, and I haven't been the encourager I've been, and man, I'm struggling with anger, and man, I've got these wrong thoughts, and I have all these things, and we see it, and we think, this is wrong. James is saying, a foolish man, I hear simply of the word, is somebody who's heard that, who's heard those messages at camps. Teens, look up here. Who's heard those messages at camp? God spoke to your heart, you've made a decision, and you've recognized there is a problem. A foolish man says, I need to do something about this. And leaves, forgetting what kind of person he was. As foolish as that would be. Some of you remember, this just came to mind, you remember some of you either when you were a kid or you've had kids that did this, they come in and you send them in, they're disgusting, they've got dirt, grime everywhere, all over their hands, face, ears, everything, it looks like they rolled around in it, and you're like, go before you come eat supper, go wash. And they'll come, take off, come back. They'll come back and they're like, I'm all clean, their hands are all dripping, they've got water everywhere. And they're like, I'm all clean. And you say, all right, let me check. And you go, and you look. This is usually the typical spot. All the way down here. Big old smear of who knows what. Right there. And you think, it's not right. So you take them, and they think, what? I can't see. I'm fine. And you take them into the bathroom, and you raise up their arms, and they think, oh, yeah, I need to fix that. The Word of God says that when we hear that and we hear the Word of God preached to us and we behold it as a man does his face in a mirror, a foolish man, a foolish woman, a foolish teen is somebody that hears it, sees what's wrong, and walks away forgetting what kind of person they were. And I would just challenge you. We don't have time, I wouldn't say for a full-blown message, but I would challenge you with this. As God has spoken to your heart, teens, this week at camp, and the different things, the commitments you made, I would encourage you, go back and look at your notes, look in those journals, look at the notes you made in your Bible. As God has spoke to your heart, it's great. We're going to do it again next year. But what's going to make the difference from this week to next year when we go and do it again? Is whether or not you as an individual are going to choose to be a hearer or a doer of the word. Church family, that's what makes a difference in our life. That's what makes it different from one Sunday to the next. Many times we get found in a rut and we think, I feel like every time I go to church and pastor preaches and God speaks to my heart, it's like about the same thing. Does anybody else feel like that sometimes? You feel like, it's the exact same thing. The reason being, James says, is it somebody that hears the word of God, looks at it, walks away, forgetting what kind of person they were. But then James gives us the last thing and we're done. Look at verse 25. He gives us the option, the way it's supposed to be done. A hearer is somebody that walks away forgetting, but verse 25, a doer says, but whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be, say that last phrase with me, blessed in his deed. That's the kind of end I want. Blessed, happy, satisfied, truly joyful. Somebody that hears the word of God and does the, what was the word used there? He does the what? Work. Work. Not a decision, work. Teens, do you understand that? You made a decision at camp. You raised your hand. Many of you went forward on the last night. Some of you talked with some of us workers. And I appreciate you trusting us to do that, but that's a decision. A doer of the word is somebody who looks at what God's word says and does the work. That means you practice it. If it's talking kind to somebody, you practice it. That's work. If it's implementing scriptures into your mind to help you with those wrong thoughts, like the principal talked about the last night, that's work. You have to memorize scripture. If it's honoring your parents, that's work. If it's being a greater influence, a testimony to others, that's work, isn't it? That's work. And James says somebody who looks, a wise person, a doer, is somebody who looks at the word of God, sees what it has to say, sees what's wrong, does it, and does the work. That person, that woman, that girl, that teenager is one that will be blessed in their deed. What are you as teenagers going to do with the word you've received this week? Adults, parents, kids, what are you doing with the word of God you've heard today? What are you doing with the word of God when you read it, Lord willing, every single day in your devotion time? What are you doing with it? Are you a foolish man that's looking at the glass and walking away? Are you a person that's pursuing being blessed in your deed? Are you a hearer or a doer of the word of God? And let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we love you, and I pray that you would, Lord, just take the wrapping up the final of what's happened this week at camp, Lord God. And I pray that what happened at camp, Lord, that the memories, the experiences, Lord, yes, we want to remember those things, but I pray that the decisions that these young people made, Lord God, would not be something that stayed within those 6 days. Lord God, some of these teens, Lord, I know they've shared with me, they've made some important, some vital decisions. I even look back to the week of VBS and know, Lord, some of them made some really important decisions in their life. And I pray, Lord, as they look back and they remember, as they rehearse those things, Lord, that they would not forget them and simply settle for being just a hearer. Lord, that's so shallow. Lord, that they would be a doer, a man, a woman that is blessed in their deed. I pray, Lord, for the adults, Lord, their parents, Lord God, the people that would encourage and pray for them. Lord, myself as an individual, that we as your people would not be someone that settles simply for being a hearer. Lord, that we wouldn't be forgetful with the word of God. Lord, forgive us if we are. Lord, that we commit to be someone who is going to do the work and be blessed in our deed. Lord, we love you. Pray that you bless this invitation time. It's your name I pray.
With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I'd ask you tonight.